14 all after one quarter of play. It's been some big plays on both sides of things. It's really led to some big offense here in the first quarter play. We saw Lucas hook up with Dalton Maggard for two scores, one of those from 79 yards out. And then on the flip side, we saw Berger hook up with Sugar Rice for a 64-yard score.
Sugar who?
Sugar Ray Rice. White.
I just said Rice.
White. Oh. Third and two here for Collin. Lucas. Looking to throw is going to be tacked. Nope, he gets away from the sack, trying to get forward. He'll still lose yardage back to the 30-yard line. Wanted to throw a quick out pattern. It was covered and bringing pressure on the outside. Couldn't get to it. I think it was Sam White. That was Connor White.
Oh,
by the way.
Uh-huh.
That was Connor White who had the best run in history, by the way.
What are you talking about?
Cameron back at his own 35-yard line. Brunner set to punt it away.
Brunner.
Nice high punt. Fair catch called for by Cameron at his own 36-yard line. And Eastern has taken the momentum of this one. And for once again, we'll have good field position to start this drive. 14-0.
As many things we're raffling.
It was 14-0, and back-to-back scores here by Eastern made it 14-0.
As many things as Sonny Malone's raffling off over here, that's all we must do is a raffle. One thing about it, Michael Baker ain't never going to win. One guy never shows up. But we do appreciate him listening.
White motion from left to right, and he'll swing a little screen pass out to the left side. Gets to the outside. He's in midfield, down to the 40, and will be chased out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Titans not tackling very well on the outside tonight.
That completion went to number 7, Tyler Fox. Came into the night's game only 5 catches on the season. Big gain there on first down. Eastern once again into Collins territory, 1st and 10 from the 40.
Collins been really pretty sure tacklers all year, but tonight, just especially on the outside, just not getting it done.
Berger stays in the shotgun, turns. He'll hand to Johnson. He spins off the initial tackle just for a short gain, down just inside the 40, maybe to the 38.
Play kind of looked discombobulated from the get-go. Almost looks like the center snapped it for everybody else moved. Does that make sense?
Not really, but I'll go with you.
Thanks. I like it. I kind of like that.
2nd and 7. Ball at the 37-yard line. Berger once again swings it out to the right side. Good initial pressure by Warner. And they upend Bryce Williams down to the 35-yard line.
I think it was Zach Stucker that came in. It was.
So Eastern down pretty much 4 down territory, barring a big negative play here. 3rd and 4, ball at the 34-yard line.
Big time Sonny Malone over here getting everybody fired up.
Rashante Johnson offset of Berger in the shotgun. Berger takes a snap. He'll swing it out here to White. White trying to cut it inside. He's down right at the marker, down at the 30-yard line. I think he's going to have enough for a first down. Seen that 3 times on this possession. Just pretty much just jump up and throw it to the slot guy. 1st and 10 at the 30.
Timeout.
And Collins right. Going to take a timeout to see if they can't regroup. 9:25 to go here in the second. We're tied at 14, but Eastern on the move. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
We're back to throw, 1st and 10. Across the middle field, Bryce Williams wide open, and he'll finally be wrestled down right at the 10-yard line. That'll go for a 20-yard gain. And after struggling on their first couple of possessions, Eastern really taking it to the Titans here.
Right now they're just picking them apart. Those crossing patterns are killing the Titans.
So 1st and goal from the 10-yard line. Berger stays in the shotgun. Brooks, he'll turn and hand to Brooks, and Brooks will be caught behind the line of scrimmage back to the 13, tackled by Jalen Stone. I think sometimes Eastern almost outsmarts themselves with too much
Trickery?
Trickery, yeah. Instead of just running it right at him, which is what's been successful, try to fake it to White from the slot running across the formation. So that'll back things up to the 12-yard, almost the 13-yard line. Second and goal. Dante Brooks stays in the backfield with Berger. Two receivers each side of the formation. Berger has it. Looking to quickly throw across the middle to Williams in the end zone. Touchdown.
Beat Casey Warner.
Just beat Casey Warner on a little crawl, a little slant pattern. Right over the middle of the field. Wide open. Nice throw from Berger right into the numbers of Williams. And for the first time tonight, Eastern's taking the lead.
First time all year the Titans have been behind. We'll see how they can play from behind here. Might be a good learning chance for the Titans here.
Ramirez on for the extra point. Snap back. Kick up. And the kick is good. With 8:17 to go here in the second quarter, for the first time tonight, Eastern has taken a lead. They lead it 21-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Mike, can I have a word with you?
Sure, boss.
I don't want to split hairs about the dress code, but this is the third day you've worn camouflage to the office.
Oh, no, it's not camouflage. It's chicken-flage.
Chicken-flage?
Yeah, it's to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Why do you need to protect wings?
Well, the new spicy honey barbecue sauce is two amazing flavor sensations in one. And have you seen what's in the break room fridge? People aren't ready for this, so I have got to keep it hidden. Chicken-flage keeps me incognito. Off the grid.
Mike, I can see you. Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line two.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Chicken flash.
Everyone wants the Zaxby's Boneless Wings Meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flage cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
21-14 Eastern leads. The Ramirez will squib this one down, taken this time at the 20-yard line. They'll get it up over the 30, close to the 35-yard line. Couldn't make out the number on that return. Scott, who was it?
Zachary Toole.
Zachary Toole.
A young freshman.
Freshman. I think Coach Lucas had seen enough of the non-fielding of the kicks and punts as well. And it looks like Zach Stucker. I don't think we've seen him play on the offensive side all season long, Scott. Seen him come out for some offensive action here.
I know they mentioned about trying to get Zach offensively, but he's, you know, he's playing so well on the defensive side, it's kind of hard to play both ways.
Lucas back in the shotgun. Four receiver set, three of those split to the wide side of the field, which is the JR's left. He'll roll to the left. Looking to throw, and well short of his intended receiver, Siler up in midfield.
Yeah, Siler was wide open. He turned around late. I guess that's the route he's supposed to run. Did that ball get tipped or just died?
Almost feel like J.R. was just trying to throw that one away.
J.R. got up to a quick start. He's kind of struggled here the last three possessions.
You know, really ever since they had that screen play across the middle that they couldn't complete, really struggled offensively since that point. 8:06 to go here in the second quarter. Eastern lead 21-14. Collins will go to a two-back set, still out of the shotgun. Murphy and Stucker turns. He'll hand to Murphy. Pookie hit right at the line of scrimmage, pushing the pile forward over the 35. Maybe up to close to the 37-yard line. Go for a gain of three. We'll bring up a big third and seven. Saw Jalen Stone check in here. He's going to play right guard. Going to move Kyle Goss out to left tackle. Here on this third and seven play, Lucas stays in the shotgun. He'll roll to his left looking to throw. Trying to get Magrin. He's got it complete up at the 46-yard line. Good enough for a first down.
Kind of went away from Dalton here the last two or three possessions.
You know, the problem is they really haven't had the ball a lot. You know, they stopped them, fumbled the punt, gave the ball right back to Eastern. Maggard had four catches for 134 yards in the first quarter alone, two of those for touchdown scores. First and 10, Collins from the 47-yard line. Lucas, going to be the flea flicker back. Got Maggard wide open. He can't get rid of it. JR now rolling to his right, stepping up in the pocket, still on the move, and will be sacked for a loss back at the 37-yard line. Had Maggard wide open going down the left side of the field. Just didn't have time enough to get rid of it.
thought he had some time. I don't know what. I guess almost like he didn't have like the ball when he took the pitch back. Like he kind of fumbled the ball a little bit to me. Magger was 15 yards open though. That play works every time, you would think.
Yeah. Goes for a 4-yard loss. So second and 14, five wide set. JR all alone in the shotgun. Drops straight back in the pocket, looking to throw. Nice escaping out to the left side. Flag going to be in the area of offensive holding. And JR is hit from behind and sacked back at the 40-yard line regardless.
For JR just needs to get rid of the ball, take a big hit.
Well, we'll see here if Eastern elects to take the penalty.
I think I'd just decline this and take the sack.
Take the sack, it'll still go for a 4-yard loss. And Eastern will decline the penalty and will bring up third and 17. Ball at the Collins 40-yard line. JR looks to the sideline, as does all of the offensive members to get the play call in. And they'll go back to the same five-wide set. Three receivers to his right, two to his left. Takes a snap, dropping straight back in the pocket, looking deep down the left side for Magger. He's got him again, and it's complete down inside the 20-yard line, pushed out of bounds at the 18. Chris Cameron on the coverage, but just got beat over the top again, and JR laid it in there perfectly down the left sideline.
I tell you what, I think I just keep doing that till they stopped it. They haven't stopped it yet. Dalton kind of fumbled that ball, or he might have scored.
Makes you wonder what the corners are thinking right now for Eastern on a third and 20 play.
Timeout, Eastern. Might be what they're going to already talk about here.
And Eastern will take a timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 6:01 to go in the second quarter. Eastern leads at 21-14. Collins on the move. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Lucas, screen pass across the middle of the field to Herod, and Sam will take it for a short gain inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line.
The play wasn't as open as it was earlier. The key is just trying to keep, you know, you get JR a little time back there, keep people off of him. He can throw it.
That's gross right there.
What?
Aunt Carol's house.
Aunt Carol.
Pistol formation here for Lucas. Sam Herod on the back end of that pistol.
I'm glad y'all have fun. I'm telling you right now.
Turn, and he'll fake it, and it's going to be a quarterback run around the left side. JR cuts it back inside and will be tackled down inside the two, maybe the 1-yard line. Quarterback design run the entire way. Faked it to Sam Herod through the middle of the field.
Almost like JR could have cut that more toward the sidelines. He would have scored, but a nice run by JR. Holy cow.
First and goal from the two. They'll stay in the shotgun. Herod in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes it. Comeback pattern the outside to Magger. This one overthrown and incomplete. Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Lucas once again in the shotgun. Herod turns. He'll hand to Sam. Sam right through the middle of the end of the end zone. Touchdown, Titan.
Touchdown, Titan.
Noah Bruner on for the extra point attempt to try to tie this one up. So the first rushing score of the season from someone other than Nashawn Roseberry, who we mentioned not playing tonight. Sam Herod takes it 2 yards for the score. Extra point up and good. 4:54 to go in the second quarter. We're back. even, tied at 21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details on cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
21 all, 4:54 to go here before the half. Collins took the early lead, leading it 14-0. But then Eastern responded back with three straight scores to grab the lead 21-14. And with a touchdown run by Sam Harrod, Collins has tied things up here at 21. Noah Bruner set to kick it off. Back deep, Sugar Ray White for the Eagles. Bruner approaches, and it looks like you're on onside and kicks it to the right side. Ball is fielded by Eastern down inside midfield, down the 48-yard line, number 54.
Not the greatest onside kick I've ever seen.
So with Eastern Collins, will get this one great field position before the half.
Collins struggling off defensively, kind of give him good field position right there, but I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
But, different philosophies. But
so we'll reset the defense here for Collins as well to see if we've got any. We've got Isaiah White and Leland Carwell at tackles, Jacob Dale and Jalen Stone at ends.
Yeah, Connor Stucker, White.
Stucker, Harrod.
Playing defense on the other side, defensive back.
And Smith at linebacker. Motion from White. 8-yard gain.
Leland
up
missed
second
him.
And two.
I'm sorry, Leland missed him in the backfield, had him chance for about a 3-yard loss, just couldn't get to bring the tackle. Collins hadn't been bringing them down very much on the first hit tonight. And they've been tackling well here early in the year, but tonight struggling a little bit.
Second and two at the 40-yard line. Berger stays in the shotgun. Rashante Johnson to the right of Berger. Motion from White. He'll turn. He'll fake it to White. Hand it to Brooks. Brooks wrestling forward to try to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And he'll be caught for about a yard loss. He'll bring up a third and three.
Isaiah White, I think, was there first.
Had him for about a 3-yard loss, was able to spin out of the first tackle. So third and four, maybe more like third and three. Third and three, 39-yard line. 3:45 to go here in the second quarter, and Eastern going to take another timeout. We'll take a break as well. We're tied at 21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Mike, can I have a word with you?
Sure, boss.
I don't want to split hairs about the dress code, but this is the third day you've worn camouflage to the office.
Oh, no, it's not camouflage. It's chicken-flage.
Chicken-flage?
Yeah, it's to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Why do you need to protect wings?
Well, the new spicy honey barbecue sauce is two amazing flavor sensations in one. And have you seen what's in the break room fridge? People aren't ready for this, so I have got to keep it hidden. Chicken flash keeps me incognito, off the grid.
Mike, I can see you. Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, yes. Yes, they can.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you have a call on line two.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you.
Chicken flash.
Everyone wants the Zaxby's Boneless Wings Meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
21 all here, 3:43 to go here in the second quarter. Eastern will have a third and three from the Collins 39-yard line. Eastern just took
play
their
here
final,
by the Titans defense.
Eastern just took their final time out of the half, and a big play for both teams here coming up this third and three. Johnson to the right of Berger in the backfield. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, trying to draw Collins offsides. This time they didn't go. get Berger. Quick pass across the middle and deflected.
Man, Sam had a chance to
by Peyton Hawk. Sam here broke on it from his middle linebacker spot. Couldn't quite get to it. It goes incomplete, and we'll bring up fourth and three.
I tell you what, if I'm Eastern, I think I punt it because the way we fielded punts.
Yeah, it might get the ball to 10.
But they are going to go for it. Kind of a risky call here. You're going to give Collins a lot of short field.
Same formation they just had here.
Maybe
Berger in the shotgun. Stucker looking to bring the blitz. Here they come. They're coming. They're going to throw it deep down the right side, and we're going to have interference on the outside on Peyton Hogg as he runs into the offensive player.
How do you think that's not pass interference is what I want to know. That is definitely bad. That is, if you see pass interference in the book.
Yeah.
I mean, he ran back and just grabbed him.
Worst thing that happened for Hawk on that play was the ball was underthrown by probably 5 or 6 yards, causing the receiver, Lawrence Webb, to stop and try to come back for it, and Hawk just ran right through him.
I think Coach Lucas is telling me to pick up the ball. He had plenty of chance.
Collins had great pressure on the play. Berger just trying to throw that one up for grabs.
Huge play there.
3:32 to go here before the half. Eastern will have it now. First and 10 from the Collins 26. Hands to Brooks, and he'll be slung down at the line of scrimmage. I think it was Zach Smith who had a chance in the backfield. Finally gets him down closer to the line of scrimmage. It'll go for no gain. 74, Brandon Webb going to check in at defensive tackle. Or was going to. Leland told him, no, I'm good. Get off the back on the field. Did you see that?
I did. Who was telling you? Leland doesn't wear that guard. Did you know that?
Oh, he doesn't?
No. Somebody told me it this week. I don't know who it was.
So second and 10 at the 26. White this time going to be in the backfield here with Berger. Takes it, going to run option left. We'll pitch it back to White. Being pursued on the outside. We'll get away from the first tackle. Had him in the backfield once again. He'll finally be run out of bounds.
It's going to be a late hit.
Down inside 25.
This guy's throwing flags all over the place. That had to be a late hit.
Is there a flag? I didn't see a
flag. Oh, that guy threw it. Okay. The same guy. I guess you call the back judge. The guy we talked to up here.
Yeah.
He's throwing every flag there is. I don't know. Number 5's upset, but I don't know if he's upset because he got hit late or if his flag's on him.
Must be on. I don't know. He wasn't because it was White who ran the ball. Ball is spotted at the 23-yard line. There's the official call. Got a first dead ball personal foul on Collins. So that will give him a penalty down half the distance. Be first and 10 from the 12-yard line. So, once again, Collins not playing smart football here tonight.
I didn't see who it was. But
2:41 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 21. Eastern has it first and 10 from the Collins 12-yard line. Brooks in the backfield with Berger. He'll turn. He'll hand to Brooks. And he's tackled at the line of scrimmage by Zach Smith.
Zach's been in all about the last 4 plays.
Zach, another out of that heralded junior class. Got an injury on the play for Eastern, slowly getting to the field.
I'm just glad we changed his name from Smith to White.
Zach White.
Early in the
class. I think Zach White's a sophomore.
I think he is, too. He's heralded.
He's heralded.
Hey, somebody's hurt, so everybody's taking a knee.
So injury timeout, finally getting, I'm trying to get a number. I think it was number 69. Brandon Lesko injured on the last play for Eastern. Not sure. Did Collins take a timeout here? Because Eastern does not have any timeouts left. The injured player's off the field. Last play did go for no gain. It'll be second and 10 from the 12-yard line. Berger leads the offense back out to the line of scrimmage here. 2 receivers each side of the field.
Looks like a little crossing pattern here around the goal line.
He'll turn, fake it to Brooks. Going deep in the middle to the back of the end zone. White's wide open the back of the end zone. Touchdown. The defensive backs weren't clear on who was covering who, and White broke through wide open in the back of the end zone. Nice pass from Berger to White for the second time tonight. And Eastern back on top in this one. 27-21. Ramirez on for the extra point attempt, trying to increase the lead to 7. Kick up and good. 2:14 to go here before the half. Eastern leads it 28-21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
There is an onside kick and will be fielded right at midfield by Collins. And
I think they're playing, we can make a bad mistake, you can make a bad mistake.
Jacob Phillips did a good job staying at home, playing the right side of the up guys on that kickoff return. And Collins, with 2:13 to go in the half, have great field position, try to tie this one up. Collins did win the toss, deferred to the second half, so they will get the kickoff to start the second half of play.
No more phone updates. Phone's dead, so you'll get all my undivided attention from here on out.
All we need it. Five wide set. Lucas all alone in the backfield. JR looks over the formation. Takes a snap. Drops straight back in the pocket. Looking to throw. Across the middle of the field. Gets Siler. Midfield. Down to the 40.
Oh, nice block.
Hit out of bounds. And a big hit by Connor White on a former teammate.
That man turned on him faster than a lot of people turn on people.
Good job, good job by JR though, to stay in the pocket.
It did.
As we see JR continue to develop as a quarterback. Leland Carwell in the backfield this time. First time tonight. Motion from White. He'll pitch it forward to White. Coming around the left end. Still on the move. Cuts it back in the middle. Inside the 35. Down to the 34-yard line. That'll go for gain of 3.
I think they're telling Leland, when you go like that and you're a lead blocker,
you're supposed to block somebody.
It's called lead blocker.
Yeah.
Leland's just kind of, well. Man, see my man pick up a chair behind you. I thought he was getting
like one of the moon dogs is here.
He is. He's on top of the press box.
Empty backfield this time. Five wide set. 1:30 to go here in the half. JR pops it back, throwing deep down the side, looking for Maggard again. Into the end zone. Incomplete. Broken up on the play by Phillip Ellis. Juggled up in the air. Dalton saying he was interfered with. No flag on the play.
Pretty good defense there. Nice play. Nice throw. Nice route.
3rd and 7. Lucas rolling to his right, being pressured. Will throw it to Siler. Threw his arms incomplete down at the 26-yard line. I think we have roughing the passer here on Eastern. Good throw by JR to the outside. Siler got to reel that one in. Luckily,
a huge penalty. That was the biggest penalty. Remember last Eastern's last drive, they had a big personal foul penalty to keep the drive alive. Same way here for the Titans.
Luckily for Dylan, gets bailed out with a roughing the passer call. That would have been a big fourth down play coming up. So with the penalty, we'll put Collins down right at the 20-yard line, just inside the 20-yard line. They'll have it 1st and 10 from there. 1:18 to go here in the half. Sam Harrod checks back in at running back. 4-receiver set. Harrod in the backfield here with Lucas, split to his left. JR steps back, quick pass to the outside, and will be picked off through the hands of a receiver up in the air and then picked off Phillip Ellis on the interception.
Pass was a little high. Dalton went up, went through his hands, and right into the hands of the Eastern defender.
Maybe the only bad throw JR's had here tonight. That one right there, just too high. Dalton tried to go up and get it, deflected off his hands right into the arms of Ellis for the interception. So with 1:10 to go, we'll see if Eastern stays aggressive or if they're content to take a 7-point lead into the half. Berger will stay in the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. Johnson in the backfield. He'll turn, hand to Weiss, coming across the formation from his slot, and he'll be tackled for a short gain up to the 23-yard line. We go under a minute. Eastern hurries up to the line of scrimmage, but we've got Zach Smith helmet off, so he'll have to come out. Number 88, David Hamilton, checking in for Zach Smith to play outside linebacker. Clock continues to roll. Under 45 seconds to go here. Second and 8 for Eastern. Berger takes a snap, looking to throw. Quick pass across the middle. Got a streaking man up at the 4-yard line. Fumbled the ball. Still on the ground.
Man.
I think it's going to be recovered by Eastern.
We had the ball.
I think it was Sam Harrod who dove right on top of it. Couldn't reel it in.
Any more people in Walmart. More people in here's booth than here's a Walmart.
31 seconds to go here in the half, waiting to respot the ball to start the clock. Eastern is out of timeout. White in motion from left to right. Berger back to throw, being pressured right in the middle of the field. Throws a dip down the field. Intercepted by Hawk, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Collins. 18 seconds still to go in this one. Collins with 2 timeouts. Sorry, it's Adam Wilson. I thought it was Peyton Hawk. Adam Wilson, number 16 rather than 18 on that pick. And a good return down to the 45. Don't get as much carry on this end of the field as far as field goal-wise. Ball carries more. So you're probably what? He's got to get down inside the 30-yard line?
No, I'd say probably about
25. The ball marked right at the 45-yard line. And Collins going to be forced to take a timeout. We'll just keep it here. 18 seconds to go. Really need, 20 yards to have a shot. And you got 18 seconds, roughly 3 plays.
Say what? The first thing I'm going to try is a fly pattern to Maggard.
Yeah.
Because he's got one-on-one coverage all night. And, now this time they might drop a safety over there.
So Coach Luke is gathering with the entire offensive unit on the sideline here, trying to talk over their strategy of what they want to try to accomplish here these last 18 seconds. Eastern, meanwhile, after being down 2 scores, is really kind of taking control of the momentum of the game here. Now scoring Collins 28-7 since that early start.
And they had a drive going there with a big turnover. Collins gets the ball to start the second half, so see if they can do something with it here.
Collins coming out of the timeout. Going to have 3 receivers to the left side of the formation. Hawk on the outside. On the inside of him, Connor White and Dylan Seiler. Got Harrod in the backfield with Lucas. And Maggard, the lone receiver, split to the right side of the formation. Got one-on-one coverage on Dalton on the outside. JR rolling to his left. Still on the move with him. Still on the move. Cuts inside. Spins. Still on the move and will be all that for a gain of about 2 yards. But more importantly, only 8 seconds on the clock.
JR Lucas on the carry. Timeout on the field.
He had Dalton on the comeback route. It's where JR, you talked about earlier, when he breaks the containment or whatever there, he doesn't really look to throw a lot.
Still kind of working, keeping his eyes down the field rather than keeping his eyes on the guys in
on the rush, yeah.
So Collins will have it. 2nd and 8, but with only 8 seconds to go, probably the last play. Collins now out of timeouts as well. I'm with you on this one. Give them the same look, get the same look from them defensively. You might as well try Maggard. Look, he had one-on-one coverage on the outside.
You would think they're going to be playing a lot deeper this time. I can't believe they're going to be playing him right up on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the corners for Eastern been playing pretty much bump and run coverage. Collins back out of the timeout.
Once again, playing bump and run over here.
Same way on the outside. This has three receivers to the right side, two to the left. Lucas all on the backfield. Takes the snap. They are going to step up with it. Throwing it deep down the middle of the field and intercepted by Eastern. He may have a chance to go. JR might be the only guy that can get him. And he's going to wrestle him down. Ball is fumbled forward, picked up by Eastern and run into the end zone for the score.
That ball was
Ball was fumbled forward on the lateral. No flag on the play. And on the last play of the game, last play of the half, Eastern will take an interception return, lateraled forward, fumbled, and then returned for a touchdown.
When that ball fumbled forward,
he slung it forward, waiting on the official.
Oh, it's a touchdown!
I guess there's. I think even Eastern kind of.
Information that was not forward and a touchdown. Looking for confirmation of a touchdown.
Cheers, honey.
I got you. The official making his way to the Collins sideline.
Sonny's looking for confirmation that was not forwarded.
Not forwarded. Official talking to Coach Lucas on the sideline. This is going to go for a score. And a big turn of events at the end of the half. And a Collins defense that hadn't given up much all season is going to give up 35 points here in the first half.
I really don't think we know what we're doing here.
Official does confirm the score. And an unsportsmanlike call on Collins, which will be on the kickoff. But I guess that'll stretch over to the second half. Unless he pointed the wrong direction, because now they're backing up Eastern. So evidently the unsportsmanlike penalty was on Eastern, not Collins. So this extra point will be the same as a 36-yard field goal. Snap back, kick up, kick is good. And that'll take us to the end of the first half. Eastern battles back from an early 14-0 deficit and has really taken it to Collins in the last quarter and a half, and they lead it here at the half, 35-21. We'll take a break. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.